Dette episode 10 av Raffinert, en podcast fra Bitraff. I dag snakker vi med Diana og Mireia om smykkeproduksjon på kjemirommet.
Diana and Mireia.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
It's the first time we're doing two people at in this podcast.
Cool.
The podcast is called Refined in English, Raffinert in Norwegian.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You guys are maybe the most mysterious people in this place.
Wow.
You always come in and you go directly into the small room.
Yeah.
Yeah. The chemical
there.
Room.
The chemical room.
That's
yeah.
mysterious. Yeah.
And then you sit there for a few hours and then you go out and you say bye. What's going on in there? What are you guys up to?
Well, we are doing jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing with a method who is called electroforming,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty much, covering not metal objects with layers of copper.
You're covering non-metal.
Metal, yeah.
Non-metal
objects. Objects with layers of copper.
Right, so regular objects.
Yeah, like it can be nature.
Nature, yeah. The main object is like nature, like leaves and, yeah.
Seeds can be wood. It can be
flowers.
We try also
right, some natural stuff that you find in nature.
Yeah, pretty much wherever you.
Okay, so how does copper stick to like a leaf, for instance? How does that work?
With the electroforming method. pretty much is we use one rectifier.
Okay.
Which is, we do
You're
it like...
You're getting really technical right away.
Yeah, well, right.
It's like a machine that controls the current, the electrical, electricity.
Right. Mm.
Yeah. So we use one bath of copper sulfate. And we pretty much put in this electrolyte. We put the pieces.
Put the leaf in there.
Yeah, but before, and putting the leaf inside the solution, like, we need to, like, paint it with a conductive paint.
Okay.
Like, in this way, like, the copper can stick to the leaf.
Right, so you have a leaf, you paint it with a conductive paint, then you dip it into something. I don't know what that thing is. What is it?
It's the electrolyte made with copper sulfide.
Ah, okay. So that's where the copper
crystals,
is coming from.
These blue crystals. Yeah. They are mysterious.
Yeah, yeah. That's very
chemical.
Mystery liquid.
Yeah. Mm. So we just put put in distilled water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And with other secret components.
So that's like your secret sauce?
Yeah,
we
cannot just
exactly.
give away everything. It's part of the process. But mainly is the copper sulfate.
It's what makes the transmission to the copper from the bar to the object. Like in this case, like can be like a leaf or whatever we paint.
So you buy this, the copper sulfur? Do you buy it like it is? Or do you make it?
She get it for free and
really?
Spain.
No, get out of here. You can get it for free?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. I was lucky, And in Spain, like, people use it like for the agriculture. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I asked for it in my village and they had some. Yeah. So I took it here because in Norway, I think they don't sell it or you cannot find it.
Okay.
Because,
right.
They say like it's quite,
So
toxic,
you brought the copper sulfur
and the airplane
on the airplane.
Yeah, but and like a stone is like not like a crystal is not dangerous or anything.
No,
okay.
Just when it gets
and a small
wet
quantity.
And,
Right, right.
Of course,
so much.
So you had like a bottle of sulfuric acid or whatever
just
it's called. And you brought that on the plane. Okay, I see.
Nice.
It doesn't sound like a sustainable business, but
I don't know.
Maybe it is.
No, but the
it.
Solution is like you can have it for many, many years. It's like, and you can filter and
okay.
Yeah, you don't need so much. I mean, you can make one bath and like
it
play
lasts
with it
for years.
Okay.
So we don't
need
that
not.
Much.
Yeah.
As long we filter regularly, so we can
Okay, right. So then you have this bath of, oh, what was the solution again?
Copper sulfate.
Copper sulfate, right. You have this bath of copper sulfate, and then you put the leaf in there with the conductive paint.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have
the current.
Current, yeah. Right.
It's a low voltage. It's really low voltage.
Right.
And it's that's the also the thing. It's not like a one, we can say it's only 2 amperes or 3 amperes. We have mm-hmm. to actually see how much we need is something like.
Right. Yeah. And then when you're in there for so many hours, what do? Do you just sit there and watch it, or what's going on?
Yeah, singing. And No, like we have to put layers of moth podge, and like we have to put the layers of painting with the electric conductive paint.
And try, yeah.
Yeah, try many times. We also design there, and we like to be there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Spend time there.
And conference room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once it's been in the bath, what do you do with it? Do you...
That's
is
the
it done?
Thing. That's
is it finished?
Yeah. No, we have to wait a lot. That's also the process is really low.
Right.
I mean, we have to when we put the conductive paint, we have mm-hmm. to wait to get dry.
Right.
And that's why we are just coming and going.
Because
we are checking if the things are good.
Okay.
It could just take like 20 minutes and then leave again. And then at the next day coming and see if the piece is it's done. It can take one piece took us 5 days.
Really?
Sometimes. To get like a really like a strong and hard and
because if you go maybe too fast, it's like you if it's going like too fast, you can burn the piece and it's like not conductive anymore.
Okay.
And it's like many problems that we have been like learning during this month. So it's like learning and it's a hard, it's like not easy because there is no one here that is doing this kind of stuff that can help us.
No, it's novel.
So
I know a little bit about electricity and stuff, but I don't really know a lot about electroplating. So that's a tough one. Or chemistry in general, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know one thing about it. What is your background? Do you have any background in chemistry or?
No. No, I'm a student of philosophy. I'm a philosopher, so So it's nothing to do with that, but I really like nature. Mm-hmm. And most of the thing is like I really like to conserve things. And so I was trying with a lot of like... other things, resin and everything. I want to conserve things. And then I knew about this. I was, this is a nice idea. But then I don't want it to have this in my house.
Right.
So
right.
That's why we find this place
and
like a bit rough.
She had this idea and I studied back in Spain industrial design.
Okay.
And I know a bit of materials, a bit of chemical, a bit of this kind of thing. So it was like a good match between us. Like she had the idea and I had like some,
So you had the practical.
Because I was like, I'm really bad on like a budget and things like that. And she was like, I'm doing everything and I can create the concept and all the things. Mm. So we were really much in that way.
Right. Mm. I want to get into the company part of this as well. But first, can I see some of the stuff that you made?
Yeah, sure. We put everything. Okay, I think these are the good ones, maybe.
This is the good ones and this is the bad ones?
I don't know what everything makes, I think, at the moment.
You decide.
This is really special, actually.
Mm-hmm.
What was this when it started out? It looks like, I don't know what the Norwegian word is, but it looks almost... Okay, do you know what it is?
Because right now we were just taking things like plants from the nature. We really don't exactly the names and everything. But it's like a, kind of like as an origin, what would you say that you?
I would call this lyng, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called in English. And we have some other things there. This looks like some kind of flower, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's coming from the same kind of...
it's the same kind of plant.
It's
like
but
a
different
it's coming,
part of
this kind
the same
of flower.
Plant. Okay. Yeah. Mm. And then there's a rock, which is...
This
it's,
is a...
It's like a green rock,
yeah,
but with a, a, as part of it is yeah. just gold yeah. with copper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we also try with minerals, but it's kind of hard. We still try to understand how to do that, because if you see, it can be a little bit...
Yeah, if it's like minerals, some damage, we need to cover it, so like with latex. Cover well. Yeah, to don't get inside the solution.
Right. Mm. And then, so when it comes out of the bath, does it look like this? So this one is really not shiny.
It's like pinkish salmon.
Not very nice. It doesn't look like jewelry. It looks like something, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then you brush it, or what do you do with it? You do something with it after?
Yeah, with the Dremel.
Okay, right.
Yeah. We brush have polish. To like polish.
And then you add like a, this is like a small loop.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that's to hang it from your neck or something?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
This one is nice. It's a kind of like a coral thing.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's on the sea as well. We are planning to do some collection maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you find this in Norway?
No, actually, it's from Spain.
Yeah, a friend.
But yeah, it's the thing.
But the sea is like everywhere, like the water. Mm.
Yeah.
That is really cool. It's sort of, I feel like this is... it's reuse of something. Like there's a piece of glass in here even. And just regular things that you dip in.
I mean, it's because we try to experiment with different materials.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So right now we just try, and the next step is actually start with the designs.
Right.
And that's the funny part.
That's the cool part.
Like, because now it was too much about... chemicals and voltage.
Learning
and
the process.
So it was
which
too
quantities
much.
We need to use.
So now the funny part start for us. Huh. Because I think we get what we want now.
Yeah. It's good enough to sell, right? Because that's that's your
it has the quality
goal.
That we were looking for. So now the next step is coming.
Right. So what is, have you guys started a company? What's the plan going forward with this?
I mean, the thing is to have one company to sell things and see what people think about that.
Yeah, just put it up on the internet and see who buys it.
Yeah, we have to see all this marketing part and everything. I think it's super exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting.
But yeah, it's also, it takes time.
It takes time also, like it's like money, the ideas we have and everything, it like can take like a big part like of all the country, like to create in each part of Norway, like to bring back the nature to people, like this thought, So I think, it's like with time, maybe it can be something,
But so huge. Far, so good. I mean, every person who see the things, they are really happy and really curious and really, oh, this is nice concept. And
this would be great to give to a girlfriend, for instance, for Valentine's Day. This is recorded on Valentine's
next
Day.
Next year. we
this
promise.
Like a Valentine's
next
special.
Year.
Okay, so you're going to get a company up and running. Are you planning on doing it? You're going to move into the chemical room like permanently? What is your...
No. We actually, if the things go well, because we need more than one machine, because actually you can do the same process with gold and silver. So if the things go well, maybe we need a bigger space.
You
and
need a
have,
bigger bath. Yeah. And you need to contact every farmer in your village.
Or here
but
in
also
Norway.
Also, we are planning like to change materials like silver, gold, rhodium, to give people other kind of different materials and choices and
Right, but that's a completely different process, or
it's the same.
It would be the same with the copper, but after like you make the bath, like with gold, or like they can choose the piece, and if they prefer maybe gold or silver, we can,
Can you make it like on demand? Is that what you?
Yes,
we can as well. Like, of course, maybe we can choose it by ourselves, but if someone wants something special, why
The thing is like people can bring what they want. I mean, here someone in Bitraf, they give us they bring a four clover, and it's like, can you do
this?
Yes, and we did it, and he was so happy because
my
luck is back again.
Oh, really?
My good luck is back again.
So you're already taking like assignments.
Yeah. But because it's nice to see if we can do that.
Yep. And absolutely.
How long it take us and if the person is happy after. Mm. And so, yeah. So it was the first time and we are really happy and here at Bitref.
Also, it can be like more meaningful, like for the person, like it's something special, some plant or something that remembers you someday that you found this with a person, or maybe just for yourself, like I don't know.
Yeah. So it's something that is valuable to the customer, then, right?
Yeah.
That's a great business model because I think society is moving towards that, like something that is more customizable and more personal to each individual, right? So that sounds like a great opportunity. I want to talk a little bit about this place as well, like towards the end now.
Yeah.
Why? How did you learn about this place, Bitref?
I was living in Bergen before, and I was being part of a place like a similar like this.
Like a makerspace?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was like this, but it's smaller in Bergen. So when I moved here, like almost 2 years ago. I was looking for something like that, and I just find it as a hacker space, not like a workstation.
Did you just Google it?
I Googled it for hours.
Did you?
It was like
what
hours.
What did you Google for? I thought.
I don't remember. It was so many things like.
You Felle, just Googled anything?
Yeah, Felle's Werkstatt. Felle's.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Okay, you
but then
that.
Suddenly it's like a hacker space or something like that.
Yep.
And in the beginning I was like, no, it's no. And I don't even like read nothing. It's like hacker. I was thinking a different thing. But then I come back and I just find you guys. And, and we are really happy here because it's exactly what we were looking for. And I was,
Because before we were like around, like checking some different Werkstatt, but it was like summertime, they were closing.
Yeah.
And it was like we want something like 24 hours, seven days a week.
Yeah.
And when we found it,
we're
it's
hard
like
workers. Yeah. We want to be there all hours.
Yeah. So
It
was a really nice surprise. And
yeah. Right. We are ready, yeah.
Yeah, we're really happy here.
You seem happy.
Yeah. Yes, I'm really, really nice.
So
people.
You knew what a makerspace was, that it's like what kind of people hang out there and
I was being part
she
of it.
She was,
like,
yeah. More.
So it was really nice because it's really nice to see people working on different things and I knew it's going to be something like this here in Oslo and it's bigger and it's great.
And people, we are ready.
Right. So have you gotten like any advice from anyone or has anyone helped you
out?
Really?
Every day we get advice, we get like a super good vibes and
someone has been thinking like, oh, you can do that, or we are making that maybe for your jewelry, I don't know, many things. It's like wow. It's
but
like
you always help us with electric
you know,
part, with the rectifier, with the
I don't
voltage.
Feel like I help, I'm just
no,
yeah.
For
I
us it's
this.
Help because we know better about like these machines and everything. And in the beginning, we were really like, we don't understand nothing about the machine. But then, little by little, we learn more. And we feel like really nice with people around who knows about this. And then we
learn every day.
Well, actually,
something.
I think that like chemistry, what you're doing with chemistry, that's like really my big, I know nothing about that. I know electricity and stuff, but chemistry, no, nothing. I've watched all of Breaking Bad. Have you seen that?
Yeah, well, we're pretty much...
That's about the gist of my knowledge in
well,
chemistry.
Well, pretty much enough with you. It's too much, yeah.
Right. Okay, well, thank you very much for coming to the podcast.
Oh, thank you for inviting us.
Yeah.
Super.
Great. All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.